In Detroit, which has been ravaged by COVID-19, Mayor Mike Duggan has made mass testing the centerpiece of his administration's response.
The way we beat this is through testing and knowing who's infected, who's not, so that we can separate.
As Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports, experts say it's crucial for public health and for individual patients.
The drive-through testing site at the former Michigan State Fairgrounds in Detroit has been up and running for less than 2 weeks. At first, it only tested a few hundred people a day, but Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says it's now approaching more like 1,000.
The city of Detroit has dramatically increased the state's overall testing capacity with what we've done.
The state fairgrounds testing is open to residents of Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. You do need a doctor's prescription and an appointment. Jadonna Dingus was tested there last week. Dingus says she's had some COVID-19 symptoms, fatigue, chest tightness, and shortness of breath. She says the whole process was relatively seamless, and getting tested took about 15 minutes from start to finish.
Everybody was very professional. They were very friendly as you can be, talking to somebody through your car window.
Dingus is 56. She lives in Grosse Pointe Park. She's got a car. But when you're talking about testing at the state fairgrounds, transportation can be a barrier, particularly for Detroiters. Many don't have a doctor either. Dingus does have a doctor, but says she still had a hard time getting a prescription. She has an autoimmune disease called sarcoidosis that can mimic some symptoms of COVID-19, but also put her at greater risk if she does have it. Dingus says she just had to get a definitive answer.
I think that there are so many people, they got to the point where they were in dire straits before they got to the hospital because things can turn on a dime with this thing.
Helping people avoid those dire straits is one benefit of expanded testing. That's according to Dr. Tina Chopra. She's the medical director of hospital epidemiology and infection prevention at the Detroit Medical Center. Chopra says ideally she'd like to test everybody for COVID-19.
Because the more you test, the more you are going to find these milder cases and even asymptomatic cases who are shedding the virus and spreading the disease.
Like most Southeast Michigan hospitals, Chopra says the DMC has been overrun with COVID-19 patients, and many of them come in at a point when the disease is already shutting down their lungs. Chopra says it's true that knowing you have COVID-19 doesn't necessarily change your treatment, but...
I'll tell you what it will do. It will tell people that you have COVID. And people will take it seriously, and people will, if they have symptoms, their symptoms progress from mild to moderate, they will come to the hospital.
And Chopra says the hospital has had some success treating COVID patients with the antimalarial drug hydroxychloroquine. In less severe cases, steroids have been effective too.
We want to see patients in milder form so that we can treat them because now we have a drug that is working for us.
There's also the question of how testing can shape our larger COVID-19 policies. John Zellner is an epidemiologist at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Zellner says right now we're relying on strict social distancing measures to prevent the disease from spreading, but that can't last forever. Zellner says it's inevitable that a second wave of the disease will emerge.
It's not really a question of, like, will that happen? It will happen. I don't know how it will play out.
But Zellner says testing will help us figure out when we should start easing up and how quickly.
But then tests are also going to be really important in the community just to go out and do a survey and get a sense of how much disease is circulating here.
Jadonna Dingus got her test results back. She's negative. But Dingus says if you really feel like you need a test, you should push to get one. That's what she did.
And I said, well, the reality of the situation is if I become ill and I pass away, the only thing that you can offer my family is condolences. They don't want condolences. They want me.
Duggan says initial test results from the state fairgrounds consistently show around 43% of people testing positive. Duggan calls that number scary. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.